And now I would like to welcome up two folks performing as a duo, poet Suzanne Owens, and on the keyboard, Mike Santoro. Please welcome Suzanne and Mike.
Thanks, Ellen. Thank you for coming, everybody. This is about a young Indian woman, the Chumash Indian tribe. And for 4,000 years, this tribe, consisting of 68 villages, lived on St. Nicholas Island off the coast of California. And it's said that in 1835, after a raid by the white hunters, the remaining inhabitants were taken to another mission. But not until 1855 was her existence, the existence of Karenina, the chief's daughter, discovered. And she's buried in an unmarked grave at Mission Santa Barbara. She was separated when they brought her off the island. She was living with her dog for, I don't know, 15 years or something from the time she was a child, and very happy there. And then they never brought her to the other tribe that lived close by, since they both had the same language. Part of her tribe was there, but she never met them. She died in the mission. The disappearing woman. Mission Padres, only the sailors saw me rise out of the grass, step onto the shore in a dress of cormorant feathers, their green sun trembling, my black hair falling royal to my hips. You sent them to rescue me, the captured child who saved herself, that plunge from the boat, the furtive swim back. You didn't see the woman who ran to the jetty, sprang from rock to rock. You didn't see her dive into the ocean beyond the surf line, emerge with abalone. You didn't see her smash the shell, tear the meat out with her hands. I didn't offer it to you. Monks, as you led me away, only the sailors saw my face, the desolate terrain. The bronze look I threw them over my shoulder, my eyes as black as a 9-mile stretch of cold lava. They would have taken me back. Why did you accept me into mission life if not to reunite me with my tribe living so nearby? Because you didn't know. Because I couldn't speak. Or wouldn't. High waves and clouds of spray don't struggle. Speak, you said. Didn't you hear me curse your God's will? Didn't you hear my wail, its echo fading into the fissures of your mission, a sound unlike you have ever heard? I was never alone. Blessed by walrus, heron, sea lion, eagle, piper, pelican. You think you christened me? I christened myself with sacred water brought on gale storms by the spirits of my people who were present on my island since stone was soft. My hunted island, barren now, grazed to root by sheep, used as a bombing target, pulverized to sand. My island is not surprised when one of its own wastes away. I was gone in 6 weeks after stepping over the gunwale of their boat. Wet grass springs back, obliterates a footprint as soon as the other foot is planted down. My conversion vanished when you took my feather dress and sent it to the Vatican. When you caught me eating raw fish stored in the coal box, and because I refused to wear the ankle-length dress, walked nude in your mission gardens, relieved myself by your front door, you locked me away. For the sake of decency, you said. I had a language.
Isn't that a great combination? Suzanne Owens, Mike Santoro.